and welcome to Sisters in a City with me, Anna Vakili.
And me, Mandy Vakili. Do you like my hair like this?
I think it's so cute. It's like an olden, like, olden hairstyle. Olden hairstyle, is that the right word?
No, it's
like,
not meant to be that. It's meant to be giving ghetto.
Like, back in the day, I feel like in school.
Is it?
No, I like it, though. It's really cute.
It's meant to be like Maddie from Euphoria vibes.
It's so cute.
Really? Gingerbread likes it as well. Every time I do it, he's like, I love your hair. Every single time I've done it. Which is, like, very rare. Like, I've probably done it, like, twice or three times since I've known him. Every time I do it, he's like, oh my God, I love your hair.
Really cute.
Maybe I should do this, like... But then, I don't know, you just said olden times. It's giving like...
It just reminds me of like in school when we used to do it.
Make me look younger. My goodness.
So guys, today's episode, we're going to be doing Would You Rather. So Maddie, do you know what that means?
Would you rather?
Like, would you rather do this or
would you
that?
Rather get fucked by a horse? Okay.
Or
an old, wrinkly, fat, homeless man that hasn't showered in years and doesn't...
A man, Mandy. Really? Human over animal.
I don't
yes.
know, because if the horse is smelling nice, I don't know. Smell is a very big thing for me.
No, because animals are like...
Sacred.
It's like...
What if the horse is on it, though? What if the horse is on it?
It's animalophilia. Animalophilia.
Oh, God, you're killing me. You're killing me right now. But would you rathers are hilarious. Would yeah. you rather... All right, Cowslick has sex with like... A celebrity, the hottest celebrity.
Yeah.
Like Megan Fox or Kim Kardashian or something, and you get £1 billion.
Yeah.
Or would you rather him be loyal for the rest of his life and you know for a fact that he'll never see another woman for the rest of his life?
Yeah.
Okay? But you're going to be broke for the rest of your life.
That's a stupid question. Obviously, I'm taking £1 billion.
I'll put Megan Fox on a plate for him.
I'll literally watch it like having my... I'll
be counting my money, bro.
I'll be literally having my popcorn watching
it. It's really bad though, you know. It's really bad though, like this.
Yeah. It is, isn't it? But, I mean, of course.
It is what it is, I'm saying.
But, okay, so, before we do that, how was your morning?
All right, well, last night, I got home after doing the podcast with you, and obviously Gingerbread was at the pub. There's a pub down our road called Cockin.
And he likes to get his
cocking. He likes to get his cocking. It's very convenient, cocking. You know. Seeing as, like, you know, he's so obsessed with his, like, boys, lads, football. And he goes to this bar, this pub called Cockin down my road. So, anyway, after that, he came home. So, he was home before me, yeah? I got home. He's literally like brought like his whole crew back there, and it was quite nice actually because his sister was there, his sister's friends. Everyone was upstairs. Someone were playing cards. Someone watching football, and I was like, Gingerbread, I need to go to sleep, yeah, because I need to get up, do my cardio because you know I'm on that fitness journey, and then I need to get ready again and do another podcast for today. So I can't chill. I came upstairs, chilled for like 10 minutes, talked to his sister and her maids, and I was like, look, I need to go to sleep. And he's so nice to me when he's drunk, yeah. Like, oh my God, who is the drunk Gingerbread? Like, he's like...
Yeah, same with Cowslick.
Gonna be with you forever. Like, yeah. I'm like, oh my God, like, you're so romantic and reassuring.
Yeah.
I don't even need to ask for it.
Same with Cowslick. He's a different person.
I'm never gonna let you go and gonna marry you and you've got nothing to worry about ever. Anyway, go to sleep. I fell asleep like a baby, yeah. Woke up to a shitstorm, Anna, in my living room kitchen, yeah.
No.
There was bits
mess.
Of chicken on the floor.
Because
they'd ordered like bear kebab like and junk food as I was going to sleep. And he was like, do you want to stay up and eat with us? And I was so tempted.
You're that girl now, innit? Like, I'm on a fitness journey and I'm on this like healthy journey.
And he was really trying to force me as well. Like, have the wrap. I was like, no.
Good.
And then I woke up and I was like...
How did the chicken get on the floor?
Innit? There was like a cabbage on the floor. There was like crisp, sweet, 20 million fucking alcohol bottles of whiskey. There was like rosés, wine glasses from the girls and whiskeys from the guys. And it was a mess.
Oh
like a
God.
Mess.
Wow. And did you clean it all?
I cleaned it all. And I cleaned it. Do you know why I cleaned it? Because I'm going in that room to get on my treadmill. And basically, first thing I do in the morning is have my coffee. And I like to have my coffee in a nice smelling, fresh, clean room.
Yeah.
I can't have my coffee in that room. Yeah. It's stunk of alcohol, stunk of food. But to be honest, I'm a really quick cleaner, really quick. And I'm not doing it for him. I'm kind of doing it for myself.
Yeah.
And I mean, I thought in my head, like, I'm doing it for myself, I'm not doing it for him, I'm doing it for myself. And then I thought, like, when you love someone, you don't want him to get up on a hangover and do it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because he said to me last night, please leave the mess, I'm going to do it. But I don't want him to do it. Like, I want him to get up and just enjoy his hangover. So I cleaned that whole mess, put my little
such a good girlfriend
on. I know, right? Put my little oud bukhur on, and it was like shining. The place was shining, yeah. And I have my coffee,
and then you did your cardio.
Did my cardio, and while I'm doing my cardio, I'm watching a series, and it's called The Berlin Serial Killer, and it's really weird, man. Anna,
you recommend it?
Like, I do. This guy basically went around like so easily, just having drinks of people with people in bars putting something in their drink and that person died.
Wow, that is...
And it really made me paranoid, yeah. Horrible. Like, seriously, guys, do not take a drink of anyone, man.
Yeah.
Don't take a drink of anyone. Okay, this guy was a serial
killer. The bartender, pour your drink.
Yes.
Yeah, and always get bottles with, like, the lid on it.
Yeah. Because that guy wasn't even doing it for, like, sexual stimulation or nothing, Anna. He was just doing it because he just wanted to feel that... You know, he's basically poisoned them. And then, like, he just likes that time of, like, they don't know that they're going to die.
Wow.
Like, they've got, like, he's got, like, 15 minutes for, like, kind of watching them. And they're like, oh, I don't feel very well. I don't feel well. And just, like, it really scared me. And I thought, mate, the amount of times I've taken drinks of people in my life.
Too. It's so dangerous.
Anyway, that was it, basically.
That
was my...
we watch, honestly, they're so stressful. Obviously, mum's living with me now. And she's like, why do you watch these, like, horrible documentaries? They're going to play on your mind. They're gonna change you. Stop it. I don't know why I watch
them. They do, though. When I'm watching, like, these things, I get my OCD, which, like, my OCD tics, which I don't even have, yeah? And I start getting them. Like, when I'm watching them, I keep doing this with my head.
Really?
Or I, like...
I just get paranoid.
Or blowing out. Really weird. And do you know why I'm doing it? It's like, when I'm watching it, I'm like, I get this paranoid, intrusive thought that if I'm breathing in while, like, the serial killer's speaking... like his confession tapes, like, I'm going to take in his psychopathic energy. So then I start blowing out, like, it's really funny. Wow. I'm like, so it's such a funny thing.
If you guys don't know, you need to listen to our old episode, OCD or something. Yeah. What was it called?
Intrusive thing. I don't know, it's like OCD. I'm sure I'm not the only person that has, like, done weird stuff like this. Like, yeah. I know when I'm doing it. Like, Mandy, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah, but Mandy's, like, had OCD and intrusive thoughts before. So, like, it, for people that don't know, it probably doesn't make sense what you're saying right now. But yeah.
I don't want to become the next Berlin serial killer. So I have to, like, do these weird, like, super... It's like touch wood thing. Like, do you know what I mean? Anyway, it's so weird.
Yeah, so my boobies are healing very well. Shout out Dr. Serkan Bauta.
I really want to go to him.
He's amazing. And, like, whenever I post him just to say thank you on my story, like, I get so many messages from people saying, he's so good, isn't he? He did my nose.
Really?
He did my this. He did my that. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
But he's changed my life so far. I mean, it's still not fully healed, but I can't believe it.
I'm so happy for you. Speaking of nose, you know how I've, like, always been like, oh, I want a nose job, I want a nose job. So the person I was going to go to for a nose job, or, like, go for a consultation, I know you're hating me right now. So,
so annoying.
I went on Google and I searched him, And I went on his Google reviews and he's only got one review on Google, And this is the creepiest thing ever. You need to listen to this. He's huge, like, does, like, Saudi princesses and whatever. He's famous on Real Self so many. But on Google, which I Googled him, only one review. So then I went to read his review, Anna, this review sounds like it was written from me in the future tense.
Why?
It was, I'm not joking, it was a sign from God. I know it was a sign from God. It's giving me goosebumps talking about it.
Why, what did it say?
Anna, it was so scary. It was like my future self had written this. And God was basically sending it to me as a message of, like, don't go there.
Yeah.
And it completely changed everything for me. Like, it's out of my head now. Like, I was going to even go for a consultation. I'm not even going for a consultation. So this review basically said this. I love my nose and I literally went for the tiniest, tiniest tweak ever. Like, I said to him that I really like my nose and the way it looks and I just want the smallest tweak where no one's even going to notice. And I want from... the front way, my nose to absolutely stay the same. I don't want anything to change at all. The only thing I want is from the side profile to be shaved down here, the slightest amount. And we spoke about this a few times. He gave me so many assurances and I was so adamant that this is all I wanted. I basically wanted a change that nobody would even notice. Like what I always say I would want, like, hypothetically. Because I go in and when I come out, the biggest shock... he assured me so many times. We had so many imaging things. I come out with a completely different nose. Like, he basically done his own spin on it and was like, and this is like one of the most world famous rhinoplasty surgeons. And he made it so tiny, so different from my nose. And I was like broken, shattered, destroyed. Like, I didn't even look like me anymore. And he was like, it's like a new haircut. You need to get used to it. And that basically was so scary because it was almost like, how common is it to find someone who basically writes something that you would have basically gone and said you wanted exactly that?
Yeah. I mean, I can't concentrate on what you're saying because I just find you so annoying. Like, the fact that you're even searching for nose surgeons and stuff, like, it's so annoying. Like, your nose is perfect.
But everyone, from the side, can you see?
Stop, it kind attention of, seeking, stop being annoying.
From
like,
the side, it's
after
like,
everything that's happened to us, like, why have you not learned anything? That literally. you go and change something that's already perfect.
Well,
on
anyway,
you.
God sent me that sign. Stop and God sent me that sign for a reason, because I am never even going to consider it again.
Okay, well, I don't even care if you go and do it and it fucks up, because I'm not there for you if it does, because seriously, I'm not, I've had enough.
Yeah, she's a good sister. She loves me.
People are going to comment like, Anna,
let
Mandy live. Why are you having a go at Mandy? You should be supporting her.
I think because I'm crying all the time about my scars and like the unsymmetrical like disfigurements that I've got from like BBLs that I didn't need. So it's like, if you don't need something, don't do it. If something's not broken, don't fix it.
Yes, exactly.
Anyway, talking too much.
Shall we start
Let's start.
Episode? Okay, so the first one we've got, which is like probably the main one that loads of people sent, and I think we've answered it before in past episodes, it's, would you rather cheat on your partner or be cheated on?
I think we agreed, both of us, that we'd be cheated on.
Cheated on? No, you said you'd rather cheat, I think.
No, I think I'd rather be cheated on.
Yeah, we'd definitely rather be cheated on.
Do you know why it's easier to move on and recover when you've been cheated on? Because you know that you're a good person, you're a good soul, you've done good, yeah. And that person's going to miss your amazing soul.
Yeah.
And you're just going to bring that blessing in someone else's life. Exactly. They're going to suffer.
The feeling of guilty, like being guilty, is
the
horrible.
Worst feeling.
Yeah, it weighs you down. So definitely be cheated on. What about, would you rather find out about a one-off cheating that your partner did years ago?
I hate all of these about cheating.
Or live in ignorance that, and they never did it again. That was actually,
I would rather fucking find out, mate. What are you on about? He cheated on me at one point and I'm going to just carry on like not know. Are you mad? Are you mad? Are you actually mad? I'm going to live a lie.
It was once, years ago.
It was years ago. I only been pretending to be for 3 years. You're telling me like, yeah, okay, look, from the moment that we become official, exclusive, yeah?
Yeah.
Like, if you cheating on me, I want to know.
Yeah. So if he did it once 3 years, 2 years ago, you'd rather know now or live in ignorance and never find out and he never does it again.
I don't know, you know, actually, now I'm thinking because like, you know, happy you know, when like you first this. Become like official,
there's that very,
that's
gray,
that very that weird like
gray area.
How, are we actually boyfriend and girlfriend?
Yeah.
Like we've just become boyfriend and girlfriend a week ago. Like how deep is it?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's a very weird
but
stage.
But I still would rather know.
I'd rather know, yeah. Mate. Because at least if I know, then I'm going to get my revenge and we can both live in fucking misery.
I'd rather know. Okay, would you rather have a finger as a tongue or a tongue as a finger? I'd rather have a tongue as a finger.
Yeah, we can,
yeah, because you could cover
two penises at the same time.
What?
I don't understand the question. I mean,
would
I don't
you
understand
rather
the
tongue, yeah, be a finger,
yeah, or my finger be a tongue,
yeah,
yeah. If my finger's a tongue, I've got two tongues.
Or to suck the dick,
two dicks. I'm joking.
No, because
what?
A finger is always there, everywhere, in front of everyone. Everyone can see it's a tongue.
Oh yeah,
but if it's your finger, it's your finger
and the tongue, Anna, you're speaking right now. I can see your tongue. There'll be a finger sticking out.
Yeah, but that's fine. You could almost not tell.
That'd be great for a lesbian if she had a finger in her mouth.
Yeah, because
it's incredible.
What do you mean? How?
Because when she gives, you know...
Head. Oh, yeah.
There's a finger as well. She can do the suck and fingering thing at the same time. Whereas men always have to suffer because they're always like... You know, they're like punching themselves in the face.
I don't know.
It's very sexual thought.
But what if it was a penis? Would you rather have a tongue as a penis or your finger as a penis?
Obviously, I don't want to live with a dick in my mouth, do I? So, no. I'd rather have my finger as a penis. I'm going to slap men in the face with a dick.
Okay, you know I got so many horrible ones sent and it was like horrible.
Really?
I didn't even write them down.
What were
they? Disgusting.
What kinds?
Incestuous. Like,
incestuous?
Yeah, they were disgusting. Like,
would you rather sleep with Anna or...
Like, no, it was just absolutely disgusting. I didn't even want to go there. But there was stuff like, would you rather you sleep with your sister's boyfriend or she sleeps with yours?
That's a very good question. I'd rather sleep with your boyfriend than you sleep with mine. Fuck that. You ain't going anywhere near Ginger Bean. Me and Kazlik get it. Oh.
I'd rather you sleep with Kazlik as well.
What?
Yeah.
Is Ginger Bean that bad? Why are you mean about Ginger? Why don't you want to sleep with him?
I'd rather.
You're really horrible.
If
he finds out about it,
I'd rather
really
you
upset.
Be the guilty one.
What if it's life or death? What if it's like...
No, I'm joking, because I'd rather not do that to you. I know you're sensitive.
What if it's a man who dies or has to sleep with Cowslick? We just have to have...
Obviously, I'd rather you sleep with Cowslick
and
than
then you
die.
Have to break up with him. To find another Cowslick one day.
Why? I'd still stay with him.
What?
It was life or death. If it was life or death and you had to sleep
There's a way of doing it, you know. We'd have to just put him to sleep with loads of night owls.
No.
There is a way of man having an erection but being passed out.
Really?
Yeah, it must be. I'm trying to Google it.
Would you rather never see your boyfriends again or never see your sister?
Obviously, I'm sorry. I mean, but you know, ginger bit of me, yeah.
Obviously, just in case no one knows, rather never see my boyfriend again. I don't know about Mandy. How do you feel?
I don't know. I don't really have to think about this one. I'm dying. I'm dead. Oh my God, baby. No, seriously, I was in the cafe.
Yeah.
And on the ginger bit. He was like, who's your best friend? I'm your bestest friend, innit? I was like, well, you're not my best friend. You're not my bestest friend. But you're one of my best friends.
Yeah.
You're my best friend, but you're not my bestest friend.
Yeah.
And he was like, well, who's your bestest friend? I was like, Anna's my bestest friend. He was like, but her best friend is Kowzik. You do know that, yeah? It was so funny. He was like, you do know that, like, she sees him as her best friend.
Definitely
I was like,
not.
No, she doesn't. And he's like, it's getting really funny, yeah?
Yeah.
It's like, no. Like, Kowzik is Anna's bestest friend. Like, how he comes he before
know?
You, yeah?
How would he even know?
He's just being very, you know, his dry humor where his face is very serious.
Yeah.
You can't tell he's joking, but he is. And he's like, all right, well, you're not her best friend. Just know you're not her best friend. Like, Kowzik's her best friend. And then I was like, listen, shut up, man. You're wasting my breath. Like, yeah. I know more than you, no matter what you think. And he's like, I just wanted you to say I'm your best friend.
Didn't work though.
Didn't work.
Okay, would you rather have an obsessive person love you or hate you? Obviously. This is a stupid question, isn't it? I don't even know why I put this one down.
This is the shittest one.
Hate you, they're going to kill
obviously
you.
Obviously, I don't want anyone to obsessively hate me. But you know, people are more likely to murder someone they're obsessively in love with than somebody obsessively hate.
That's probably true.
So I wouldn't be the safe side.
That's
I'd rather
true.
Be obsessively hate.
Most like of these killings are your...
obsessive loves.
Yeah, that's so true. I didn't even think about that. Mm. When you obsessively hate someone, you don't end up...
Killing them. No.
Why? Love is stronger than hate.
Love is stronger. Love is a stronger emotion. It's more of a insanity creating emotion.
Yeah, true. I've been like literally fiddling with my plait.
I know.
In my toes. I don't know if it's true.
What have you been doing?
I don't know, but hopefully it doesn't show on
camera. Would you rather your toe fuck your plait? Or would you rather...
My toe fuck my plait. Manny, now you're just coming out with... You're just coming out with anything. Okay. Would you rather be with a broke man that loves you so much or with a...
Anything apart from that.
Or with a billionaire that provides for you but doesn't love you and cheats on you?
Billionaire.
Like, I didn't even have to think about it. Like, obviously the billionaire. Love goes out the window, mate, when there's no fucking food on the table.
I mean, are we talking about broke? Like, absolutely broke?
Broke.
Like, no. What am I going to do with that love? I can't eat that love. Someone's love wants to fly first class. That's a famous quote from Love is Blind.
Oh, yeah.
What am I going to do? That broke man would probably not be so in love with you if he was a billionaire. So you have to think.
Yeah, because you never know how people change when they've got loads of money.
You don't know a man until a man has power.
Yeah, that's so true. I agree. Okay, would you rather fight one chicken to death every day?
Every day?
Or fight a gorilla to death with a sword once a year?
I want to know how I'm killing that chicken every day.
I don't know.
A different chicken?
But you do eat chicken almost every day.
Are you killing a chicken every day?
Maybe if you eat the chicken every day, it doesn't feel as bad because you eat chicken every day anyway, you know? Almost every day.
Yeah, fight a chicken to death. What, is the chicken fighting back?
Also, the thing is, to have to go through that in the day, every single day, it's like today you wake up.
Really, again, I have to fight the chicken.
Today again. Like, again.
I feel like that evil woman in Chicken Run.
What? What's Chicken Run?
Anna, it's like, you know what? You're going to be the only person who asks who was Chicken Run. It's so huge.
I know what it is. What is it?
It's a fucking movie.
Is it a cartoon?
Yes.
Okay, because it sounds like a cartoon.
It is. Chicken Run?
Yeah. I don't know. I've never watched it. So
watch it. It's really good.
I mean, what if you won one of the days, it's like a chicken that you really end up liking. Like, it's got something about
it. Special.
Yeah.
That's a really good point.
You know, but the thing is, a gorilla once a year with a sword... It's like,
I don't
gorillas
know
so similar
fight.
To humans. Like, we were gorillas once, you know? We were, no?
Exactly.
So it feels like murder. Like, we're not going to eat the gorilla. Yeah. It's like pointless killing murder. It's like...
Yeah, the eye contact in that fight would be different.
Yeah, it would be way
you know,
more.
And I've got the sword and he's a big gorilla. And it's like the chicken would just be like... But the gorilla would be like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's awkward.
I've got a... wife and a kid.
Ooh. Why are you doing it? Ooh.
So what were you doing? The gorilla or the chicken? But the thing is, every day you've got a schedule. Like, every day, like, from, you know, you've got to go gym from 10 to 11 and then 11 to 12, I've got to kill that chicken.
Yeah. Don't even kill that. Fight the chicken. What if one's a really good fighter? I'm kidding, that gorilla once a year, man.
Yeah, me too.
I'm kidding, that gorilla once a year. Because also, it'll be like 365 chickens a year.
Yeah, it's not, exactly.
It's going to take a toll on your mental
health.
Nando's
will be out of business.
All right, would you rather do doggy for the rest of your life or missionary?
That's missionary.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, I'm happy to do missionary for the rest of my life now.
Because, like, that's like for the rest of your life during sex, you can't see your partner's face.
Well, you can if you go like that.
Yeah, that, but I can barely have bent over me. Please, seriously, I was fucking turning myself as well. No.
Yeah, like I said, I'm happy with missionary.
Now, I like missionary. It's romantic.
Very romantic.
Sexual. Easy. I like doggy though. I do like a doggy.
Would you rather know the date of your death or the cause of your death? I know what I want.
I want to know the cause.
Yeah, me too. I wouldn't want to know the date. Like, the date, you're just going to always be counting down.
Actually, there could be a different way to look at that. You might actually appreciate your life and take every second. You wouldn't take every second for granted, and you'd just, every day would be a celebration.
Oh, but then it would give me anxiety knowing that, like, okay, I've got... What if you find out the date, death date is next month?
You do a leaving party.
No.
Love you all.
I don't know.
It depends how you look at death. You know, we really need to change the way we look at death. Death is a part of life.
Right.
Like shitting.
But you assume that you've got like a long... Everyone assumes that they've got, you know, a longer life.
Do you know what? The cause of death would be more scary. Do you know why?
Because like, let's say because if it's a car accident.
Yeah. Your car accident could be when you're 80. But like every single day, you're going to live in anxiety around cars your whole life. Until you're 80. When your car accident could be 80. Or if it's like you got... I don't know. I can't explain it. You're going to be paranoid all the time. But if you know the date, you don't have nothing to fear.
You live fearlessly.
In fact, I'm going to start running around the motorways.
Yeah.
Jumping off buildings.
Yeah.
I know I ain't going to die until this date.
So would you go for date?
Maybe, you know, date.
But what if it comes out like next week?
What if
God forbid.
What if it's like, yeah, your cause of death is murder from a close person? Imagine your life. Oh, that's it. Forget about it.
True.
Everyone
you're making me trying to change my mind, but I still...
You're going
to
make people change their minds?
I still think I'm going to want to know cause.
Really?
I don't want to know that date. I don't want to feel like I'm counting down, like ticking away to that date.
Do you know, if you know you're the cause of your death, do you think you can avoid it?
No. Because it's in your...
destiny.
Yeah, that's it.
Do you believe that? Like Final Destination. Remember that film? You never watched that scary movie?
I don't know. Whenever anything happens, Mum always says it's their destiny. I don't agree though.
Come on, that's a load of bullshit, man.
People suffering out there.
Their destiny.
Yeah, I don't agree with that.
No, it's not.
It's all getting a bit complicated.
Yeah, it's getting
now.
Quite deep now. It was really fun and now it's dark.
Yeah, okay, let's change it up. Well, actually, this isn't really changing up, but would you rather...
Oh, bloody hell.
...start your life over with the knowledge that you have now...
That's 100%.
...or live to 150 and never physically change?
I live to 150.
And get old?
Yeah. I'll definitely not settle down now then. I'm like, sorry, ginger beard. I've got more time on my side now.
I've got another 120
years. No, I'm joking. That's not nice to say. I'm joking.
But 150 years and not change, but then everyone around you is going to die. That's fucking horrible.
No. I don't want that. Only if you stay with me, Anna. Only if you stay with me. Do it together.
Yeah, but what about when we have kids and then, like, we get married and then they all die? And they're all going to get old and we're going to be still looking like we're 33.
What do you mean? Our kids will still be alive?
Yeah, our kids. No, I think we'll outlive our kids.
No, we'll outlive our kids. No, we wouldn't.
They'll be like 80 and we'll still look like we're 32, 33.
Sorry, some Benjamin Button shit, mate. Is what it is. Do you know what I mean?
But if I could go back and relive with the knowledge I have now, I'd be the first person to start Uber, Facebook, Instagram, everything. I'd be really rich.
But you have to be a genius to start these things, yeah?
You relive it with the knowledge you have now.
A lot of people had the ideas, Anna, but they couldn't actually put it into practice. They could actually create it. If I lived again, I'd have long, thick hair, okay? I'd start Botox way earlier. I'd have no BBL scars. And I'd actually study in school, become a lawyer, and then start the podcast earlier.
Yeah.
I'd do everything earlier.
I'd do influencing.
I wouldn't do any time wasting.
I'd do Love Island differently.
Yeah.
I'd like start working hard as soon as I got out of Love Island.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think I'd go back and relive.
Yeah.
I don't want to outlive people.
But I don't know, you know, the thought of
But I don't want to age as well, so.
I don't know, you know, starting your life again, yeah?
As
but
long.
Knowing that like, okay, I started this again, but I said goodbye to my 32-year-old self and I'm starting again. But you know everything.
going through that way is so jarring.
True.
I'm not going to be funny, popular clown in school. I'm going to be like, fuck off, man. I want to know you in 5 years.
So
leave me alone.
So true. And like even meeting Kalsic again. Oh, we have to go through that dating stage again.
I'm not going to go forward with it. I'm not going to continue dating.
Yeah, no, actually, you know what? I've changed my mind. I'm going to live to 150.
Me too, man. Yeah. Look at how I look, man. I'm just getting, the way we're talking about this is like, the option is available.
Oh, if only. Would you rather live in a world where everyone's IQ is doubled or everyone's lifespan is doubled?
Lifespan. You know what they say about people who've got high IQ?
Yeah.
They're fucking weirdos.
It's already going downhill with all these AI robots and stuff like that.
Yeah, 100%.
And like now, you know, you're going, it's all self-checkouts and beep, 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 robots everywhere. You call up, it's a bloody... And imagine people's IQ go even higher. New creations are going to be made. I want to live... You know when I watch films from back in the day,
yeah?
I'm like, I wish I lived in those days. No phones.
Yeah.
But then, we wouldn't be here doing this podcast. But still, like life must
I'm
have
sure
been...
we'll still be in the entertainment industry somehow.
Somehow, yeah. Probably on the show.
The only good thing about these self-checkout robots is that I don't have to deal with Zara customer service anymore.
Yeah, they're terrible.
I must say, they're very bad.
They're very bad.
Anyway, I completely agree with you. I think doubled lifespan because people's IQ...
It's dangerous.
Yeah, but you know people with a really high IQ, Anna, they are actually like...
Yeah.
Like weirdos, yeah? A lot of people who are really smart also like are a bit insane.
Yeah, it's true.
But like, I'm like that. But that's where I get my craziness from. Like it's severely high IQ.
Would you rather be fat or poor?
Poor. I'll get a rich man if I'm not fat.
Wait. You'd rather be Would you rather be fat forever or poor forever?
Oh, now you're switching it up. Are you? I'd rather be fat forever then. I'll live a fat rich life.
Yeah.
Yeah. What am I going to do with a poor, skinny life? What am I going to do with that?
Money over everything.
Money over everything.
Would you rather your brows done?
My brows are done.
Or always have your nails done?
Brows. I can live with natural nails. I actually want to be that natural nail girl. Some of them, I see them on Instagram doing a reel.
What do you mean? Like, no nail varnish, just they're natural. Like,
they've got a natural nail. It's just so nice. And
you can't have nail varnish. You can never have it done.
I mean, do I like, I wear coloured nail varnish anyway?
You can't do French tip.
You think I'm not going to get my brows done?
I don't know. For me, I think I'd be the other way. I would just have them, like, fluffy, messy brows.
Yeah, maybe because you look like them, like, white girls that can do that.
Yeah.
But I cannot be doing that.
Yeah.
I would like Borat's sister. Yeah. I cannot have not have my brows down. Yeah. My brows by diamond. Right now, I'm going for a phase, growing out phase.
Yeah, no, I can't wait for my appointment.
Yeah,
I am.
I'm finding
so
it really hard, though, Anna. Do my brows look weird
now? I don't know. I'm really shocked. Because, like, you know, as soon as it gets to the end, like after I get my brows by diamond, it looks amazing. And then after it starts to wear off, like, I struggle.
Yeah.
And I tried to, like, recently I bought that Refi eyebrow thing because I thought, let me give that a go.
It did not work.
I
just bought something. It's like TikTok viral.
What is it?
It's called By Ellie.
Okay.
It's like viral on TikTok. I just bought it and it cost me like £21.
Okay, let me know if it's good. Really looking for something amazing for that will keep my brows up when it starts to like get towards the end of...
Let's see if my thing works. You know, it's like the most famous product on TikTok. And I swear to God, I'm going to fucking try it on TikTok yet. And if it doesn't work, I'm going to stick on everybody's lying for these commissions.
Okay, would you rather never go on holiday again or never have any surgery or aesthetic procedure again?
Never go on holiday.
Really?
Goodbye, son.
Are you joking? You'd rather
I don't even think about this twice.
No, me, it's the other way around. No way.
No aesthetic. Nothing. Not even Botox.
Nothing.
I can't live without Botox.
You know, I'd rather go on holidays and enjoy my life. Stay in the UK.
No, I can't at all. We are complete opposites on this. You have not seen people that do not get that Botox, yeah? No. And plus, you know what?
I know Botox is the hardest thing because I'm not going to go for any surgery ever again. Yeah.
When you're older, you're going to need work done. And you don't need any work done now, but when you're older, you might start feeling like you need a bit of volume here and there. And like, Botox, yeah, I'm sorry, but like, I can't be without it. And you know, the sun is so bad for your skin.
No, I cannot stay in this miserable UK for the rest of my life and no holidays. I'd rather have a bit of wrinkles, have a little bit of a saggy skin. I will still... My sexiness and my beauty comes from my personality coming out. What's the point of being a really hot, miserable person?
I can't be happy.
Happy
without those things. So I'll be a miserable person in the sun on holiday.
Oh,
I don't know. This probably has to be the hardest one. Whoever came up with this one is a genius.
Yeah.
Whoever came up with this one is a fucking genius.
It's so hard.
It is the hardest one. Do you know what? It would be easy if they asked me this question and I was like a United States citizen. Because like the US is so big. You could to LA, California, like, you know, everywhere.
You're not allowed to go
Miami.
On holiday. You have to stay in that city.
Why? You went from country to city.
I didn't say country. Holiday. You know, in America, when they go from one state to the other, they call that a holiday.
All right, fine. Well, I'm going for business trips to Marbella.
That's Gingerbread. Gingerbread would do that, innit? He'd be like, I've got a business trip to Marbella.
He'd be like, I've got a business trip in Miami.
Yeah, when he goes out on a night out, he's like, I've got business meetings.
He doesn't even do that anymore. He just knows it's just like,
yeah.
Fake.
All right. Would you rather...
Oh, God.
Work in business and be super rich, or be an influencer and be super rich?
Work in business.
We're basically influencers now, yeah? Like being a podcaster is basically an influence.
Why? Who said that? No. When I fill out these forms and they ask me occupation, I write podcaster. I do not write influencer.
I'm an influencer.
I mean, I do like the idea of like being a business owner.
Yeah. What do you think of that? Like being... In business, obviously, your life will be kept private. Our life is very much out there.
Yeah.
And I enjoy podcasting so, so much. Like,
yeah,
I really,
passion.
Because it's so easy for us and natural.
Yeah.
And it kind of feels good. But at the same time, there's another side to it, which is hard, guys.
Yeah, it
like,
takes
really
me out
hard.
Some time.
Like, firstly, our private life is out there. Secondly, you know, what we get from, you know, our boyfriends. It's awkward when our boyfriend's family listens in.
Really awkward.
Really awkward. It's
like the shit we say here, yo, like does spread like germs.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And people hear it and the word gets around. Like we say this and that. But you know what it is, we're in?
So, and then always people judge. Like, for example, you know, when people have judged our relationship before.
And like when we talk about sex a lot and our sex lives, people judge that as well.
Yeah. So when you're in a private, or you say things that are accidentally, you might say, like in the past, I might have like said things on podcast and it's kind of bit me in the future.
Has it?
Like, I don't accidentally say it. Like, let's say I slate someone and then later on, that gives me anxiety because,
you know
what I mean? Whereas if your private life is like, kind of like, no one's judging you in your private life. No one knows the ins and outs.
That's why people who live a private life really love that they live a private life. And I respect that fully.
Yeah.
But this is just fucking what I'm good at.
Yeah.
Why would I take away all this entertainment and all this amazing, like, entertainment from people?
So you'd rather stay the way you are and be rich?
Do you know what it is? I don't know, man. Honestly, this one is very complicated.
You look like your brain's...
I don't know. Sometimes I go to bed at night and it freaks me out. Like, it freaks me out that so many people know so much about me.
Yeah.
And I don't even know them. Do you know what I mean? That freaks me out.
Yeah.
I don't even know. So many strangers know so much about me.
Mm. And they can make their own assumption.
Yeah.
Like...
Why am I revealing so much?
Or like Mandy is so funny, but then like maybe they'll be like, Mandy is got issues. She's got like, you know how people diagnose you?
Yeah. Or like, bipolar disorder.
Or this, that, or Anna, she's not letting Mandy live. Like these things aren't nice sometimes.
Like Mandy gets treated like shit by a boyfriend. And imagine I marry him, everyone's gonna be laughing at me. Or like, Mandy, all these mental health issues have been diagnosed with. Thank you for that. I mean, I have to say one thing though. I have an amazing, amazing talent. I think only I have this talent. And it's not giving a shit about what anyone thinks of me.
Really? Oh, you, yeah.
I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, but you said earlier, just before the podcast started, because Mandy's going after this episode with my mom and she's getting her fillers. My mom had like a little bit of filler in here years ago and she's getting that dissolved and then my mum's getting a whole new brand new like fillers, Botox to make her feel good. And basically we're doing it for promo and Mandy was worried that, you know, people are going to troll mummy.
Yeah. That would cut me like 1,000 knives. Yeah. Like that would be like
the sensitive side.
That would be, my body would hurt. Like I wouldn't be able to even open those messages. Like you can say whatever you want about me, but I feel like I need to protect my mum from this world, from this harsh world of social media. And like, I can handle it with me.
Why don't
myself.
You feel like that about me, though, when people diss me?
Because you're part of this industry. You're part of this world. Mom's like, she's older. She's like from Iran. She's yeah. like, do you know what I mean? She yeah. doesn't understand this world of trolling.
It would hurt her.
It would really hurt her. But she, I mean, to be fair, she would never know. So it wouldn't really hurt her. It would just hurt me.
Yeah.
Because it's like, I don't know. It's kind of weird. Interesting. Because if someone says something about you, I wouldn't fucking give a shit. It's just something about mommy. She's so innocent. But you're so innocent. It's just...
She's
old
not,
villager from Iran. Like, you know, yeah. like... Doesn't understand social media.
No. But I'm excited for her.
I'm excited for her.
Anyway, guys, this has been really fun.
Subscribe, man.
Yeah.
Subscribe to our Patreon.
It's worth it.
Worth it. L'Oreal.
Anyway, it's worth it.
Is that L'Oreal?
It's L'Oreal.
Okay.
Anyway, guys, we love you so much. Thank you for supporting us. And we will see you next week.
Love you.
Bye.